Slava Bogu, sometimes your day does not go as planned. And if you're doing prison ministry, every day does not go as planned. This day was more unplanned than usual. Got up really early and was going to be at the prison really early so that I'd have the whole pros committee done, be completely done by the time the guys got there. Serve divine liturgy. It's going to be wonderful. And I get there after calling the previous day and find out that one of their staff has died and they're going to have a funeral. And because of the funeral, they're going to lock the farm down. They said at 9 o'clock. Well, it turned out they locked it down earlier than that. So that's not enough time for me to serve liturgy to completion. So I thought, okay, I'll just still go there and at least meet the guys, talk to them, let them know that I came around. Because my theory of ministry is twofold. Number one, and this is the primary, 90% of life is showing up. So you show up and they see you and something good happens out of that. And then the other one is that, I just forgot what it is. Well, I guess it'll come to me in a second. So I get to the gym. Not even the chaplain is there. Talk to a few people. And it never ceases to amaze me how normal prison can be. There's a lot that's abnormal about it. Most of that we don't see so readily because it's more in the pods. But the guys arguing about football and about Kansas City having a great defense and the Bears having an injury to Peanut and a whole bunch of other stuff. And just normal stuff. People talk to me. And also in prison, you talk to people that you wouldn't normally talk to. Because in my day-to-day life, I'm really not often talking to African Americans. I don't choose not to. It's just that I don't see that many of them. But in prison, I talk to anybody that is near me. And so it's very natural and very normal to talk to people about anything, whether it be football or whether it be about how crazy prison life is or whatever it is. So I was there, and they don't even know I was there because they got locked down at about 8 o'clock and I had to leave. I was hoping to at least see them. But, oh, this is the second corollary of prison ministry and really life in general, ministry in general. It's the Samuel method of ministry. God says, Samuel, and you say, here am I. That's it, pretty much, because you don't know what's going to be expected of you that day and or even that moment. So you just, God says, Father Seraphim. And I say, here am I. And I could have served liturgy, but it turned out I didn't today. It's really important to not have expectations of a certain kind. I used to have more of those earlier in my ministry, and you just get disappointed. You have expectations. There's really no measurement of success in ministry. Basically, God says, hey, you, and you say, here am I. And then you do whatever you were supposed to do. And perhaps it bears noticeable fruit. And perhaps it bears no noticeable fruit. Perhaps it seems like just a 3.5, 3-hour drive that for nothing. Well, life happens. It's happened to me many times. I've gone down to prisons and I haven't seen anybody at all. Been turned away. So, you never know. So if you don't have expectations, accept that I'm just going to do what God tells me to do. And that's it. It's really good for the soul just to do that. And in parish ministry, I think it's important to do that too. In parish ministry, there's more measurables. You know, how many people come to church, how many people come to communion, how many people are in your education classes, how many people are coming to vigil. If your income is enough so that you can build a new church, there's measurables. And You can get caught up in numbers. But really, the only measurable that matters is, did I show up to pray the Molevin? Did I show up for Vespers? Did I pray the Divine Liturgy during the week? Now, going for almost 3 years running, we have at least one Divine Liturgy during the week. Maybe there was one other person there. Maybe there were 15 or 20 or even 30 other people there during the week. But most important is, God said, Child Seraphim, you got to serve liturgy every week, during the week, not just on Sunday. Okay, so I'll do it. And great blessings have come from it, but really not so much visible blessings, I think. Just things that have helped me and other people. So I'm thinking while I'm getting out of prison, well, okay, it's early. I'm going to go paddle boarding today. I'll just go a little earlier and I'll go to Collins Street Bakery and have some of their really good coffee. And I get to Collins Street Bakery and they're remodeling it. So life happens. So instead, Whataburger coffee. And I'm sitting here making this recording, and then I'm going to go out in Lake Halbert in Corsicana and just paddleboard around for a little while. It's not a wasted trip. I talked to a couple people. You never know what comes of that. And really, I don't care what comes of that. I was supposed to talk to him, so I talked to him. And in driving down, said my prayers for communion and then prayed for my loved ones as I do every day. And when the car is quiet and it's dark outside, there's not much else to do but pray. And that's a real test, I think, of being a Christian. I think it's pretty easy, although I guess for some people it's hard, but I think it's pretty easy to go to church on a regular basis. Some people haven't quite crossed that barrier yet, and they can't really get to church on a regular basis, or they only go Sunday, or maybe come late on Sunday all the time, and stuff like that. But really, it's pretty easy to go to church regularly. It's one of the joys of my life. And it's pretty easy to fast, but it's really hard to pray. It's hard to pray with great attention. I find it's pretty easy to say the morning prayers, the evening prayers, to read Psalm 118, or to say Compline. But it's really hard just to sit down with you and God and your prayer rope and to say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. And to pray for your loved ones and to pray for yourself and pray for all the people that you know are suffering. That's hard to do. I find it to be very, very difficult. Because it's so hard to pay attention the whole time, and sometimes thoughts come in that are not that pleasant, and it's just all kind of stuff. I call that stupid human tricks. But it's really good to have 2.5 hours to drive on dark road and nothing else to do but pray. And you learn if you're really a Christian. And I found out that, I'm only partially a Christian. I do love to pray, but it's hard to pray with great attention. And the older I get, the more I just want to pray the Jesus Prayer because it seems like that's the thing that I'm not good at, It's like in basketball. St. Paul didn't know basketball, but if he did, maybe he would have made basketball or football analogies rather than the games analogies that he made. In basketball, you might be really, really good at shooting a three-pointer, but maybe you're not so good at going to your offhand and laying the ball up. So what you should do is you should practice a lot laying the ball up on your offhand, and then you get to be a complete player. Well, I'm not so good, and I know as a pastor that most people are not so good at really praying with attention and really praying with your heart. And praying with intensity and longing and duration too, time. And so it's easy to say Compline or say morning prayers or go to church or fast. It's hard to pray with attention. So I'm glad for these times that I've driven, even if I don't get to go to see my guys, that's still useful. Because every time that I go down, I pray. And I don't pray that well, but I get a little bit better. So I think that's really important to do. If you don't pray on a regular basis, that means daily, if at all possible, with great attention, with great fervor, you got to try that. Now, maybe you can only handle 10 minutes, maybe only 5 minutes, but you should do it. And not, where you're running out to go to work and everything, but where you can have a time where you are free. I use the time in the car driving and also early morning. If I wouldn't be going somewhere early in the morning, then early in the morning, that's a good time to pray. Some people can pray late at night. I find the morning is easiest for me, early morning. So try to learn to do that. That's the measure if you're really a Christian. Well, of course, there's other measurements of being a Christian too. You got to love people and be humble and have great compassion for others. But that's all fed by our prayer. If you're not humble and compassionate, then your prayer's not going to be so good. So really, the canary in the coal mine for me is my prayer. And I see that I don't always pray very fervently, and sometimes thoughts get in there that I don't want to have in there. Well, that's a sign that I got other stuff going on. I'm not so humble, lazy. I have other passions that are interfering with that prayer. So just try to pray. Get yourself a tchotki, prayer rope, komboskine, and pray. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. See if you can do, if you got a big rope, do 100. If you got a small rope, do 50 or 33 or 40 or whatever it is. And then pray also for your loved ones, especially for your children. Every day, force yourself to pray for your children. And it might not seem like it's very effective. It might seem like, you're losing track and you're even forgetting which child you're praying for. I do that all the time. And that doesn't matter. Just keep doing it. Because you get better at it. And not only do you get better at praying, but you get better at being a person. Because God fills us with grace when we ask Him. And basically, if you're saying, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy, you're asking Him for everything. So learn to pray. So if you have a long drive, try to pray. And if you don't have any long drives, then try to do it in the morning. And you'll see, there'll be a big change. There'll be a big change in you. So today was not like most prison days. There is no such thing as like most prison days. Prison ministry sometimes sounds kind of cool, but it's really just a lot of work. It's just a lot of work and sometimes not very much return. There are times when you meet somebody soul to soul and you just see the grace of God working in them, and I'll tell you, it's the best thing in the world. So I'll keep on driving down to through Corsicana, Texas, and through Gatesville, Texas, and wherever else the Lord takes me. And sometimes I'll get to see people and sometimes I won't. And God will help. So in summation, the two principles of ministry that I would recommend to you are, number one, show up. And number two, when God calls your name, you say, here am I. And whatever happens after that, it's going to happen. And it's going to be according to God's will. God bless you.